Here's our segment on Abhijit Banerjee, Esther Duflo, and Michael Kremer. If you think we're jamming these three names together because they're not important, you have it backwards. They're actually so important for development economics, we've covered a lot of their work already. So in terms of covering them as thinkers, I just have a little to say, and for the most part, I'll be referring you to some other videos. Most importantly, what the three have in common is that they are all pioneers of what is called the randomized control trial as applied to development economics. Abhijit Banerjee actually started off as a microeconomic theorist doing mathematical models. For a long time, he's taught at MIT, where he's been a central figure in the Poverty Action Lab. The Poverty Action Lab is an institution which funds and does research on development economics, again using this core idea of the randomized control trial. In short, a randomized control trial is a specific type of scientific experiment. It's used to test the efficacy of various types of intervention within a patient population, and one conducts a randomized control trial by having two or more groups and trying to hold many features of those groups constant, varying some kind of intervention, and then studying the outcomes to see how much the intervention has mattered. You can imagine the intervention being, say, the presence or absence of microcredit as applied to different neighborhoods or different cities and so on. I should note, by the way, that Banerjee has written a lot of excellent papers on Indian economic history, and in our video units on India, we'll be considering a number of those. Esther Duflo was born and grew up in France. She spent a lot of her career at MIT working at the Poverty Action Lab, and she too is a pioneer in the use of randomized control trials to study policy interventions for development economics. She has many papers with Banerjee, but also numerous papers on her own. Just this last year, 2012, she and Abhijit Banerjee also had a baby together. Michael Kremer is a brilliant economist who has been teaching at Harvard University. He was also an early pioneer in the development of randomized control trials for development economics, especially in the areas of health and education. Kremer is also well known for developing the O-ring model of economic growth, which we consider more directly in our video on the O-ring in the economic growth section. I really have been brief on purpose because we cover so much of this material elsewhere. For each of these thinkers, you can type their name into scholar.google.com and you'll come right to their leading papers. You can also Google Poverty Action Lab. Michael Kremer has done a lot of work there as well, and you'll see a list and a summary of what they have done at the lab. But also within this course, please look at the video units on randomized control trials, which lays that out in much more detail. A lot of the video units on health and education are either taken directly from the work of these three thinkers, or it's from results which were very much influenced by the work of these three thinkers. And see under poverty the section Spending Money, which considers some very good work on what it's like to live on $2 a day. The famous piece, The Economic Lives of the Poor, is by Banerjee and Duflo. It's not a randomized control trial, but it is an excellent study of data gathering and economic anthropology.